אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israel on Friday reimposed an indoor mask requirement. The renewed mandate took effect at noon in all enclosed spaces except for one's home. The only exemptions are children under 7, people with disabilities that prevent them from wearing a mask, anyone alone in an enclosed space, two workers who work regularly together in the same room, and anyone exercising. Coronavirus Director Professor Nachman Ash announced that 227 infections were confirmed on Thursday, the highest daily figure since April the 7th. He said the positive test rate reached 0.6%, which also testifies to the increase in morbidity. On Wednesday, Binyamina was officially labelled a red location. The town had 122 active COVID cases as of Thursday morning, with a 3% overall positive rate among those tested compared to 0.3% for the country as a whole. Binyamina is the only red location in the country and the first to be designated as such in several months. Modiin, which had 71 active cases as of Thursday morning, was labelled yellow. Every other municipality in the country is still green. The admission of vaccinated tourists has been postponed from July the 1st to August the 1st. The Prime Minister's office said all Israelis will also have to sign a declaration before flying abroad, promising they'll not travel to several countries designated by the Health Ministry as high risk. Professor Ash stressed yesterday that he does not believe that Israel is facing another major wave of infections. He noted that while case numbers have been on the rise, the number of seriously ill patients has remained low due to the high vaccination rate. Health Ministry officials are now recommending that 12 to 15-year-olds get vaccinated against COVID as soon as possible. The vaccine has been available to that age group for several weeks, but until now the ministry has stopped short of recommending teens receive the shot. Defence Minister Benny Gantz said the government would continue to work to get vaccines to the Palestinians after Ramallah rejected a transfer of doses last weekend, citing their looming expiration date. Amid reports that a compromise is emerging to extend legislation preventing Palestinians who marry Israelis from automatically getting citizenship, Joint List MK Ahmed Tibi said yesterday that the law will be a legacy of lawmakers from the coalition's Ram party. The law is a major test of the coalition government, with left-wing parties and Ram opposed to it, yet bound to find a way to support government legislation. Under the compromise proposal, the family reunification law will not be changed, and hundreds of Palestinians who married Israelis before the legislation was first approved in 2003 will receive the status of residency, but not Israeli citizenship. Yesterday, Ram head Mansour Abbas said a compromise has not yet been reached, but I believe that a way has been found to both maintain the coalition and provide a solution to the family unification crisis. Transportation Minister and Labour leader Merav Michaeli said earlier in the week that the coalition was working on resolving its differences of opinion on the reunification law and said it would be appropriate if we can make changes to it and come to an agreement on it. The number of Israeli Arabs who have died violently since the beginning of 2021 has risen to 53. On Thursday, 49-year-old Najah Abu Arara was shot dead amidst an altercation in the southern Bedouin town of Arara. She was uninvolved in the dispute. Yusuf Yarushi, 58, his 46-year-old wife Nawal and their 16-year-old daughter Rayan were found shot dead in a vehicle near the Alabun junction yesterday afternoon. A 9-year-old was also wounded in the attack. Joint List leader MK Ayman Odi described the killings as heartbreaking. Three more lives were lost, another family was torn to pieces and another girl was orphaned. How much more is possible, Ode tweeted. We cannot wait for the next victim. We need an immediate plan to eradicate crime. Ending the spread of violence and organized crime is a major priority for Israeli Arabs. In 2020, 96 Arab Israelis were killed violently. Thousands marched through the streets of Hebron on Friday at the funeral of Nizar Banat, a Palestinian Authority critic who died in PA custody, with many calling for the end of Mahmoud Abbas's 16-year rule, invoking one of the best-known slogans of the 2011 Arab Spring. Demonstrators called out, "The people want to topple the regime." Banat died on Thursday after being arrested by officers in the Palestinian Security Services. According to his family members, they witnessed him being viciously beaten for 8 minutes straight before officers dragged him off. Right-wing protesters have been holding daily noisy demonstrations outside the home of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett in Renana. Renana Mayor Chaim Brody told the Central District Police Commander on Wednesday that the protests are getting out of control and may end in disaster. He described residents of the city as hostages. Bennett and outgoing Prime Minister Netanyahu agreed last week that Netanyahu would leave the official residence on Jerusalem's Balfour Street by July the 10th, allowing Bennett to move in. The Black Flag movement that helped lead the Balfour protests against Netanyahu over the past year announced on Thursday that it would halt operations. On its Facebook page, they announced, "The State of Israel has set out a new path. The immediate threat to Israeli democracy has been removed. We won." A school principal and teacher are under arrest on suspicion of criminal negligence after a 14-year-old boy was found dead in a water-filled pit near Bet Shemesh late on Thursday, hours after he went missing while on a hike with his school. He was found in a pit that had been drained of water adjacent to Eucalyptus Park just outside Bet Shemesh without any signs of life and was pronounced dead at the scene. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid said on Monday that Eviatar, an illegal West Bank outpost, will be raised in accordance with army orders and that the issue will not be a source of division within the fragile coalition government. Lapid said the outpost will be evacuated. It is illegal. It's not a question of right or left. It's an order from the army and the civil administration. Last Sunday, the army rejected an appeal from settlers against raising the outpost. The Civil Administration's High Planning Subcommittee, a Defence Ministry panel, on Wednesday approved construction of 31 projects in several West Bank settlements, the first such move since the establishment of the new government. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid's office said that his first personal priority is appointing 36 diplomats whose postings have been held up by the Netanyahu government for over 6 months. His team is now actively working on selecting the nominees for the open diplomatic positions reserved for political appointments, including an ambassador to Australia. Honduras officially moved its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem on Thursday in the presence of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and visiting Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. Thursday's ceremony made Honduras the fourth country to open an embassy in Jerusalem, following the United States, Guatemala, and Kosovo. Tel Aviv's Gay Pride Parade kicked off at noon on Friday, with tens of thousands of people taking part in the event that was described as the largest parade of its kind held worldwide since the outbreak of COVID-19. And Israeli scientists reported on Thursday that bones found in an Israeli quarry are from a unique branch of the human evolutionary tree and are 120,000 to 140,000 years old. They said the Nesher Ramla Homo type is a previously unknown hominin group and is likely the source population from which most humans of the Middle Pleistocene developed. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.